Yeah. Well, what about to start the mules going? What would they say to them?
Get up. Giddy up.
Yeah. What was the last one?
Giddy up.
Giddy up. Okay. What about to stop them?
Whoa.
And do you remember any calls to pigs or hogs?
Suki. Oh, wait, no. Here, piggy. Here, piggy. West woke.
What about when you were putting the food in a trough?
You would maybe have a stick or something and knock on the trough, and they would come with that.
Okay.
Sometime.
You don't remember saying any other sounds to get them in when you were doing that? Anything like suey?
No. No, that's not familiar with.
Okay. Here, piggy. What'd you say?
Here, piggy.
Okay.
Here, piggy.
And to sheep, and you said you didn't have sheep
no,
to call.
No, I don't know about the sheep.
And to chickens? How'd you call the chickens? You remember?
Yeah. Chick, 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 chicken!
Okay, good. And to say you're going to put the things on the mules to plow and so forth, what would you say? I'm going to
harness.
Okay. Would you say, probably say the same thing if it were horses?
Yes.
Okay. And what, when you're driving a horse or a mule, you hold in your hands?
To the lines.
Okay. But if it's riding horseback, it'd be more likely
a rein.
And you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
And if you have two horses in plowing, the horse, there's one horse that walks in the furrow. He's called the
lead horse.
Okay. If something is not right at hand, but it's just, how would you say, it's just a short distance away off?
Across the way, across the...
Or a little...
Little way, a little way, a little across the field,
okay.
Across the...
It's just
row.
Okay, just two. A little out in the...
space.
Somebody says, how far down the road is it to so-and-so's house? Oh, it's just a...
few feet.
Okay. Or if you didn't want to talk about a definite feet or yards,
yeah,
or anything, just
say about a quarter of a mile.
Okay. Or do you ever be more like to say a little way or
a little
piece?
Ways. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a little piece?
A little piece could
either
be
one.
Either one.
Little ways.
Little ways.
Little
ways is more likely.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say you've got, before it gets dark, I've got a
stop.
But if you want to talk about having a considerable distance to go, what would be the easy way to say that? Well, I've been traveling all day and I've still got
a long ways to go.
Okay. If something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You can say, oh, you can find that just about
any place.
Okay. And if someone slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he
backwards.
Fell...
backwards.
How?
Backwards.
And he fell...
forward.
Okay, and if someone wants to say... not any at all. What would be the familiar, the common way of saying that? If you said, did you catch any fish? No.
No.
Not one. How would you, the easy or the common, familiar way of saying that? Not, no.
No, didn't even get a bite.
Okay. And if you want to say, not a one, but maybe you would not speak that formally.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Could say none.
Okay. Blank a one.
Oh, you could say
blank a one.
Just one bite.
Okay, but if you want to say not even one bite. No.
No.
A one. Blank a one. Is there any way of saying that? Any other way? No.
No.
Not a one? No. Another way other than not a one. Would you ever say N-A-R-Y, or would you have heard that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Never heard nary a one?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. A schoolboy might say about a teacher who's scolding, why is she blaming me? I
didn't.